Fighting continues to rage in the protracted conflict between the Yemeni government and Zaydi Shiite rebels, despite fresh mediation efforts by the Arab League and regional powers, including Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, the leader of the Shiite rebels, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, says that he is willing to participate in negotiations towards a settlement according to a plan outlined in September by a bloc of Yemeni opposition parties. Al Arabiya TV reports that the government is welcoming the Houthi rebel leader's offer to negotiate to put an end to the bitter fighting which has devastated parts of Sa'dah province. The United Nations says up to 150,000 people in Yemen have been forced to flee their homes since the intermittent fighting first began in 2004. The Yemeni government defense ministry declared in a statement late Friday that its forces had killed 100 rebels and wounded 280 in the current round of fighting, inflicting heavy and painful blows to them. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa stepped up mediation efforts to end the conflict after arriving in the Yemeni capital Sana'a for a 3-day visit Tuesday. Some analysts think that the push to reach a ceasefire has momentarily intensified the conflict. Professor Ahmed Abdul Karim Saif, who teaches at the University of Sana'a, says that both the government and the Houthi rebels are trying to improve their positions in the build-up to what appears to be an imminent ceasefire.
Each party among both Houthis and the government are trying to make their situation better on the field. This will strengthen and enhance their situation and stand in the negotiation. This is expected very soon in Cairo.
The coming 72 hours, argues Saif, is a very critical period as both parties jockey for position and fighting intensifies.
It has escalated since last night after the departure of the Secretary General, and the ceasefire is expected to come within the coming 72 hours. If this mediation by Saudi Arabia and Egypt under the auspices of the international community has succeeded in making the truce permanent, so we would expect the escalation of the war for the coming 72 hours before fixing the ceasefire.
Meanwhile, humanitarian efforts are being stepped up by the international community to bring relief to the thousands of refugees from the conflict. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes visited the conflict zone Friday during a 3-day visit to Yemen, inspecting one of five refugee camps in the north of the country. Holmes also complained that his agency has received only $3.8 million of the $23.5 million that was called for in early September to help victims of the fighting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.